This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 9th of January. Ragama will play Sinhalese Sports Club in the final of Sri Lanka's Premier Limited Overs tournament on Friday, after beating Colts in the second semi-final. Their captain Samira Dzoese top scored in their modest total of 206 for 9, but a disciplined bowling effort meant that Colts wore out at 113 in reply. Karachi Blues wrapped up the expected victory over Sulcot to cement their position as Group 1 leaders in Pakistan's Qaidi Azam Trophy. They bowled Sulcot out for 249 the second time around, for asking them to follow on, leaving themselves a fourth innings target of just 20. Ali Khan had provided a brief bit of resistance for Sulcot with a runnable 82, but Akbar Ur-Rahman dismissed him and ended with 4 for 65. Abid Ali ended day 2 against Quetta on 197 to take Lahore Ravi to stumps on 408 for 4. Ali had added 208 with his captain Adnan Akmal for the third wicket, before Akmal's departure for 86. Moulton closed day 2 on 111 for 3 after dismissing Peshawar for 194. Peshawar had begun the day on 113 for 1, but lost their last 9 wickets for 74 runs, Shahbaz Hussain ending with 5 for 40. And Karachi Whites are now outright leaders in Group 2, following their 10th 3-wicket win over Rawalpindi. Chasing 168 to win after bowling Rawalpindi out for 199 second time around, they lost regular wickets. Our side Bin Nasir held his nerve and ended on 33 not out. Abbottabad closed just 47 runs adrift of Bahawalpur on 169 for 2. Their captain Yasir Hamid was unbeaten on 63 at stumps. Ahmed Jamal had earlier ended with 6 for 80 as Bahawalpur were all out for 216. And Lahore Shalimar reached stumps on 44 for none after bowling Faisalabad out for 265. Izaz Chima ended with 5 for 64 for Lahore, while Mohammed Salman top scored for his side with 76 not out. In India, Tarawar Kohli and Jawanjot Singh both completed centuries to virtually guarantee Punjab a place in the Ranji Trophy semi-finals at the expense of Jharkhand. They closed day 4 on a 435 for 3 in reply to Jharkhand's 401, with Mandeep Singh unbeaten on 96. Mumbai are also likely semi-finalists and lead by 545 runs against Baroda. They earned a 374-run first innings lead by bowling Baroda out for 271, and then closed on 171 for 1 in their second innings. Kaustubh Pawar and Hikan Shah both with unbeaten half centuries. And Saurashtra lead by 536 runs at stumps over Karnataka to complete the identity of the four likely semi-finalists. They had completed the important job yesterday by earning a first innings lead and only had to ensure against a second innings collapse today. Thanks to another double 100 from Chetishwar Pujara, they did just that, ending on 463 for 3 from just 90 overs.